Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. With the WNYC studios still closed, we here at newsounds.org are keeping the Soundcheck podcast series going by doing remote live interviews and performances and going back through our archives for some memorable performances from years gone by. This is one of the latter.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Prior to hearing Regina Carter's latest album, my immediate reaction to the words Southern Comfort would have been along the lines of, no thank you, more of a bullet bourbon man myself. But I'm happy to report that Regina Carter's new album, also named Southern Comfort, goes down pretty smoothly, and I'm looking forward to hearing some of it played live right here in the Soundcheck studio today. Now, Regina Carter and her band are going to start things off with a song called C.C. Rider, although it's not that C.C. Rider, as you will soon see. Regina Carter and her band live on Soundcheck.
Thank you.
That is Regina Carter, the violinist, and her band playing live in the Soundcheck studio in a song called C.C. Rider. You'll find a version of that on Regina Carter's new album called Southern Comfort. And the members of the band include Regina on violin, Will Holzhauser on accordion, Marvin Sewell on guitar, Chris Lightcap playing the bass, and Alvester Garnett behind the drum kit. Regina, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Thank you. Good to see you again.
I felt like I had to say, going into that song, that it was not the C.C. Rider that classic rock fans have heard from Mitch Rider's recording and The Animals and whatever. Where does this song come from?
This comes from an all-girls school in Alabama. It's from a field recording from the John Work III and Lomax collection. And as I was tracing my grandfather's roots on my father's side, this is one of the tunes that would have been popular during his time. My grandfather was born in 1893 in Bradford, Alabama, and he was a coal miner. So my research into my father's side of the family, doing that, I wanted to see what music would have been popular during his time.
Was this research musical in nature from the beginning, or were you just doing a little genealogy, a little family tree stuff?
Little genealogy, and it started actually with the first record of I'll Be Seeing You, tracing my mother's side. And then I joined Ancestry, did the DNA test, found out I was 73% West African, I think 13% Finnish. And
Finnish?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which one?
Somebody traveled pretty far.
Exactly, you know. And then with this project, when I started really delving into my father's side, I thought, man, this would be great to do a project to showcase some of the beautiful field recordings I was finding.
Did you know your paternal grandfather well?
No, he passed away before I was born, but my grandmother still had her home down in Birmingham, and she and my grandfather had 14 children, and my father was the oldest of the 14.
Wow.
He was a twin. There were two sets of twins. So all of my cousins, during the summers, we'd go down and spend time together down at my grandmother's house. Really fond memories, great food. It was still a house without a bathroom inside. You had to go to the outhouse, and hopefully you didn't have to go at night. Scary stuff.
So your research took you to the Library of Congress?
Library of Congress, and also a lot of it online, the American Folklife Association and John Work III, who a lot of people don't know about his foundation, but he actually made it possible for Lomax to go and record and get a lot of these field recordings.
So he was like the funder. The
right.
Guy.
Well, just the person, these people trusted John Work.
I see.
You know, allow, you know, Lomax to come in and record.
Yeah. Right, because otherwise he was just this
like,
northern
this?
Guy.
Yeah,
with,
who
with,
are you?
Yeah, with, in those days,
right.
The whole back of his car full of recording gear.
Exactly.
So this is not the first time that as you mentioned just a moment ago, you know, you did that earlier record based on your mother's side of the mm-hmm. family. Last time we saw you, you had traced back to West Africa,
right.
You know, and
with
and
reverse thread.
With reverse mm-hmm. thread and woven some of those sounds in. Are you a history buff?
No. You know what? I was horrible in history in school. That's what I find funny. I can hear my mother's voice saying, "Is that my child?" but for me, I realize that I remember information if there's music connected to it. And so when I was tracing my family and then listening to the music, it was so powerful that it really helped the information stick. And then it made me more curious. And I had, you know, people were recommending all kinds of books for me to read. I met some interesting people. William Ferris, a professor at one of the universities, helped me so much with the research and introduced me to Henry Louis Gates. Mm-hmm. So it's taken me to a lot of different places, and I've made a lot of great connections.
Wow. Regina Carter is with us on Soundcheck. The album is called Southern Comfort. Do you drink Southern Comfort?
No, I'm a Jack Daniels girl.
All right. Okay. Yeah, it's just too sweet.
I know.
You know? but it's a great name for a record that has its roots
in the South.
The comforts of home,
yes.
And family
mm-hmm.
and, you know, down
right.
in the South, as you say. Although, you know, you sort of stretch the boundaries a little bit with a couple of the tunes on the record.
Yeah, there are some that are more contemporary pieces. And some, like one of the pieces, Blues de Brazil, which is out of Louisiana. But still, you know, it's not all from Alabama, but some of the neighboring states as well.
Right. So it's a little Cajun action there.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, free people of color were an important part of the Cajun community.
Yeah, yeah.
So who knows? There's all kinds of connections to be made.
Yeah. When you hear the sounds out of like the Appalachia area, the sound, the Scots, the Irish, the Native Americans, it's like a pot of gumbo.
Yeah.
You know, the music. So.
So where does I'm Going Home come from?
That's a hymn, and a very beautiful hymn, speaking of someone that has asked for forgiveness of their sins, and they're ready to make their transition. So I'm going home on the morning train. And it's something that sometimes when I go to my in-laws, I hear a tune something like that sung in a very similar style in their church back down in Virginia. So it was just so moving when I heard the field recording that I really wanted to record it. And Adam Rogers did a beautiful job on this arrangement.
Okay. You want to play it for us?
Yes, please.
All right. Regina Carter, the violinist with her band here in the Soundcheck studio. Let's hear I'm Going Home, Regina Carter and her band live on Soundcheck. Nice. Regina Carter and her band live on Soundcheck with the song I'm Going Home, an old hymn that appears on Regina's new album called Southern Comfort, a collection of tunes sort of built around the idea of the music that Regina's grandfather, a coal miner, would have heard. And in fact, this next piece that we're going to hear is called Miner's Child. Here's another live performance in the Soundcheck studio. This is Miner's Child. Live on Soundcheck, violinist Regina Carter with her band featuring Will Holzhauser on accordion, Marvin Sewell on guitar, Chris Lightcap on bass, Alvester Garnett behind the drum kit here in the Soundcheck studio. That song is called Miner's Child, and there's a version of it on Regina's most recent album, which is called Southern Comfort, and which is out now. And Regina, it occurs to me that we didn't hear the end of your genealogy story. You did the DNA testing. You said you were, what was it, 73%
West African?
17% Finnish?
13% Finnish, and the rest is somewhere in the eastern part of Europe.
Oh, okay.
So I have to do more research and try and narrow it down.
So you've been asking people to send in photos of their ancestors.
Yes.
Have you gotten, what kind of response have you gotten? Any surprises?
Well, just some really beautiful photographs that we've seen come through of people's family. One woman sent a picture of her mother, and she sent a photo of herself as well, and you see the strong resemblance. And then another sent a picture of, I believe, her grandmother, and someone else sent pictures of her three uncles, and just beautiful pictures. And you just see there's strength in all these pictures, and see the way people, you could see how people carry themselves, and there's feeling, there's some really strong feelings that come out of photographs. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, if you don't have a lot of stuff from your ancestors,
right,
the idea that you might be able to hear the same music they heard or read the same books that they read,
right,
that can be something to hold on to.
Yeah, definitely. And especially I'm finding that because, unfortunately, sometimes people just don't feel like information or photographs are important. And in my family, a lot of stuff was thrown out. So it's been difficult. But when I hear the music, I feel like, okay, it gives me a tie. If I feel like I have something to hold on to.
Yeah. Regina Carter and the band performing here in the Soundcheck studio. The album is called Southern Comfort. It is out now. And it's another really intriguing blend of kind of personal history, wider history, and music. And Regina, thanks so much for playing some of it for us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. I really appreciate it.
That's going to do it for this episode of Soundcheck, taken from our archives. We actually shot video of this session, and you can see it on our website at newsounds.org. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.